American girls are adding a boy. This month, Mattel, the company that owns the American Girl doll brand, announced it's adding two new characters, Tenny Grant, a Nashville singer, and Logan Everett, her drummer. Logan is the first ever boy doll from American Girl. And with me to talk about the significance of this move is Elizabeth Sweet. She's a sociologist and lecturer at California State University, Sacramento. And Elizabeth, how big of a deal is it that the American Girl doll brand is launching a boy doll?
Well, on one hand, I think it's pretty significant. We don't see a lot of male character dolls being marketed, with the exception of Ken and some of the male dolls in some of the major toy lines. But companion dolls like this, we really haven't seen from the big toy companies. So this does seem like a shift, but only if you look at history in the short term. So over the past couple decades, we've seen dolls being disproportionately marketed to girls. But if you look over a longer course of history, which I do in my research, in fact, male character dolls were not terribly rare at other points in the 20th century.
Why is it important for there to be dolls of boy characters that are marketed specifically to boys?
Well, we know from psychological research that doll play is important in developing certain kinds of skills that can, foster language skills. And just, doll play encourages, more caring play, which is something that is a fundamental human need. So when boys are kind of limited from this type of toy, which they really have been in the design and marketing for so long, that kind of closes off that avenue of play and skill development for boys. Different types of toys develop different types of skills. It's really important for all children to have access to those toys and not to be told this isn't for you through the marketing.
How is this different than some of the, for example, baby doll toys? Like, my kids have some baby dolls, and they're not gender specific. They really, frankly, could probably be either boys or girls. It's not specific. They don't look at them as a boy or a girl. So why is it important specifically for there to be boy dolls versus girl dolls, as opposed to some of the dolls that are sort of non-gender specific?
That's a great question. I mean, I think it's actually really great to have toys that are non-gender specific, to have toy characters that are androgynous. In fact, historically, particularly at the turn of the 20th century and again in the 1970s, there were a lot more androgynous toy characters that weren't clearly a boy or a girl. So I think it's really what's important is to have diversity represented in toys in terms of gender.
Have you seen this happening in other areas of the toy world, toys that are traditionally marketed to either boys or girls being targeted at the other gender now?
Well, it's interesting because I guess, it depends if you're looking at the short term or long term. So if you're looking at the short term, toys have been so heavily gender coded over the past several decades that now any sort of crossover, for example, Nerf toys, seems very progressive. But if you look historically, those same types of toys weren't necessarily marketed according to gender, say, in the 1970s. So it's sort of a yes and no. But there are like action figures. There's this move to make action figures more gender inclusive. But I think on the whole, toys are still marketed largely to boys and to girls. And most of the movement we've seen has been to make the stereotypes within those categories a little less prominent.
Well, how much of this is the actual product and how much of it is marketing? I mean, could a toy company market a G.I. Joe to girls as the G.I. Joe that we all know? Or do they need a female character or at least a different character that they could market specifically to girls?
Yeah, I mean, I think some of it is both. So that's one of the interesting things about this American Girl doll is that you have a toy line called American Girl. And so, if they make a male character doll and they say it's good for boys, to what extent does the fact that the toy line itself has been historically marketed to girls and that the very name implies that it's for girls only, to what extent does that limit boys' desire or ability to cross over the toy line? So I think it's a bit of both. Toy makers need to be designing toys to be gender inclusive and also need to be marketing them in such a way that they don't suggest who the toy is appropriate for and who it's not appropriate for.
In general, do boys not want to play with the girl dolls? I mean, is that not something that is done?
I think that there has historically been and continues to be a lot of desire among boys to play with dolls. But I think what has limited boys is the social stigma and sanctioning they get from others, from other kids, from parents, from other adults that say, this isn't for you.
Forgive me for asking kind of a cynical question, but do you think that there's a chance that Mattel, which owns the American Girl brand, is doing this less as a social kind of thing and more of a way just to expand their customer base and make more money?
I mean, I think there's always that possibility. I do think, you know, Mattel has expressed some commitment to really deconstructing gender stereotypes in their toys. So I do think there's a genuine aspect to this, but there's also pressure. So there are independent toy companies. In particular, there's a toy company called Wonder Crew Dolls, which was started by a mom who's a psychologist who recognized that there weren't good doll opportunities available for her young son. So she designed this toy line of what she calls action dolls, which are very, you know, they have a kind of a similar feel to this new American Girl doll. And those dolls have just been picked up by Target and some other major retailers. So there's competition there. And I think toy companies would be wise to recognize that they've kind of created this huge void in the toy market. And there's a lot of people who are really craving something different.
Elizabeth Sweet is a sociologist and lecturer at California State University, Sacramento. We also reached out to Mattel. In a statement, a spokesperson says in part, quote, "A boy character has been a top request from our fans for decades. We do an enormous amount of research with girls and their parents, and the one thing we've heard loud and clear is the desire for more, specifically more characters and stories from today, with more experiences, more diversity, and more interests." The statement goes on to say that the two new characters will help Mattel, quote, "give voice to a diverse range of personalities and speak to even more customers."